Started here. We have one more segment with Jamie. We're going to talk about a big event he has coming up. We'll wrap up the show. This will be the fourth segment we're recording right now, and then we'll come right back and we're going to start another hour where we will get to your calls and questions. So we had a ton of questions on the line. We lost them. Now's your chance to get back in. If you have a question, a comment, a topic, go ahead and press one, and we're going to get to you in the next hour coming right up. Here we go. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. We're down to the final segment. My co-host Kim Cockerham is with me, and we're talking with Jamie McDonald. Jamie, I know you've got something pretty exciting coming up here, and we'd love to have you tell us about that.
Oh, it's that time again, isn't it, Kim and Kevin?
What's next?
Yeah, what's next? I guess I've been pretty lazy over the last couple of years, so I ended up writing a best-selling book called Adventure Man, Anyone Can Be a Superhero. But once I got lazy, I was like, do you know what, maybe now's the time to actually go back and push the comfort zone again. When I finish my book tour across Canada, I'm in the process of it right now. So I finish in about 3 months, and then I'm going to get to Vancouver. Now, Vancouver was the spot where my last adventure finished, and I kind of just thought I was going to go back to England and carry on, you know, working and carrying on with life. But I think it's quite sad. It doesn't need to be the end, doesn't it? So it's going to be just the beginning. So I'm going to go to the beach and put my hand in the ocean, and then I'm going to run across America, about 230 marathons, and I'm going to run to the tip, the most westerly point of the mainland. I don't know what's there. Hopefully there's not a cliff edge or anything, but I can get to the water there. And then I'm just going to run through about 15 states to as many children's hospitals as I can, wearing a superhero costume, of course. Like, let's all can't forget that one. I've only got one costume as well, which isn't great, is it really? And then I'm going to run to get to the most easterly point across. So yeah, even just saying it now, it's like, oh, there's no, I have to do it now, don't I really?
Yeah, you've announced it on this show now, no backing out. So if you're going to be in Vancouver and you're looking for the westernmost point, I'm assuming you're going to start somewhere in Washington State.
Yes, I'm going to run through Washington State.
So we're not that far from there. In fact, I'm looking at Washington State, even though I'm in Oregon, I'm looking across the river at Washington. You know, if we could work it out, we have a travel coach that we do our show out of. I would love to come to your starting point and maybe do a show there to kick this off.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I think that
would
be really.
I would love that.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm kind of known for even though we're live on the air and we're broadcasting to a couple countries, I've been known to kind of just blurt something out that we're going to do something without telling my team, without having any plans. I do it all the time. They're used to it by now. So that was one of them. But we could make that happen. And I'm also thinking, if you're up for this, I know you're doing this to raise money. Just about everything you do is to raise money. We love that. I would love to figure out a way we could partner with you. You're going to be running all over the country. Our listeners are going to be, you know, seeing you day after day. I would love if there's some way we could partner and maybe even help you raise even more money.
That would be incredible. I mean, you're kind of doing it right now, aren't you, really? You're helping kind of share stories, and that always kind of helps with fundraising. So, and also as well, now you've officially on air said that you're going to do this. I mean, there's no backing out, really, is there? Because if you back out, that means I've got to back out, and that would just be terrible for all of us.
Exactly. So we're both committed, or maybe we both should be committed. I'm not sure which one. Well, that would be fantastic. So I also have a habit of saying I'm going to do things, but all my tribe knows that that's code for my team is going to do it, because I have an amazing team and they're able to pull all this stuff together. But we would absolutely love to be a part of this with you and have some of our tribe members, maybe when you're stopping, set up meet and greets. I've got all kinds of ideas, but I think this could be a lot of fun and we could do a lot of good.
Yeah, it would be incredible. And I think, you know, I definitely feel a bit of like expectation this time round. You know, it's like, because I've run across Canada, I feel like, wow, like, of course you're going to run across the US. Just, you know, you just do it. And then I think, like, with the fundraising, it ended up raising $500,000 across Canada. And so I've also got this kind of expectation, well, of course you've got to raise more than that, because it's about making a bigger difference every time. So I'm carrying a bit of pressure, but hopefully I can go for a big run and run that pressure off. But yeah, having your support to get the message out is just brilliant. And truckers as well, the truckers in Canada were phenomenal. So if the truckers are anything like in the States, I got a feeling that's going to really help me through.
Well, just to give you an idea, because we have a lot of listeners in Canada, we do a lot in Canada. The trucking industry in Canada is about 10% of the size that it is here in the U.S. And that plays out for us. About everything we do, we get about a 90% U.S. following and about a 10% Canadian following. So the numbers hold pretty true. But $500,000 is absolutely amazing. And we want to set some goals and absolutely help you blow that away.
Awesome. That is amazing to hear. I can feel like a little bit of pressure has just come off already. So
we have just an amazing tribe of people that listen to the show. They help us out with events all the time. They're always there to support us, and we are going to rally them to support you, because it's just an amazing thing you're doing, and so much good can come out of this. So we're going to get excited. We're going to put our team here at Let's Truck behind it, and we'll rally our whole tribe, and we'll follow you all the way across the country.
Oh, I love it. Maybe I need to get myself, I don't know, what, like a trucker hat, don't I, really? A little.
We are going to load you up with Let's Truck gear.
Let's do it. My granddad, who's, you know, he's been a trucker all his life. I mean, he's passed away now, bless him, but he'll be, do you know what, he would have loved this. He would have been blown away at the thought of a load of truckers kind of helping me through the adventure.
Well, you know, you and I have that in common. My grandfather was an owner operator, and so was my father, so I'm third generation trucking, and I think about the same. Both my grandfather and father are gone now, but I often think, you know, I certainly hope they're looking down and smiling, because everything we do is about trucking. I just feel like I owe everything to this industry. Every dollar I've ever had the benefit of enjoying my whole life growing up and as an adult has come from the trucking industry. So, you know, I feel like I want to give back. This is such a great opportunity. It's around health. We're going to help, you know, so many other people become healthy, and you've done amazing things. So this is exciting. Not like we needed one more project to do, but when you get an opportunity like this, you just can't pass it up.
I love to hear it. And you've got a proper trucker's voice, actually, Kevin. I don't know. Yeah, you are. Proper trucker, you are.
I didn't know there was such a thing as a proper trucker's voice, but that's good to hear.
Yeah, there is now.
There is now. That's right. It's official. It was said here on the show, so it's a real thing now. Jamie, we are we're just about out of time. I've got about a minute left. Anything you want to close with? I'm excited. There's a lot more. We're going to stay in touch with you. I want to do some of these things and maybe more. Any final words before we go?
I mean, just thank you. If there's any Canadian truckers out there, thank you. And if there's any US truckers listening, just I look forward to hopefully meeting you. Maybe we can have a beer and you can get out and run a mile with me or something. That'd be brilliant.
There you go. That sounds like fun. I see you're getting creative with your ideas already. So, Kim, I think we'll have fun with this.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I had so much energy reading Jamie's book and looking at his Facebook page. You guys go search him on Facebook. He's just got a great page out there that you'll just be so fired up just listening to his videos. So it's just going to keep growing with us.
All right. Great stuff. Awesome. I've got to wrap this up, everybody. And we're going to do this again. We'll be talking a lot more about this in the future. It's exciting. Go get the book. I got to tell you that. It's an amazing book. I've got it on my Kindle. And after speaking with Jamie and seeing he is real, I'm going to move that to the top of my list. I'm going to start reading it tonight. So I will have a book review coming for you real soon. But don't wait for my book review. Just go out and get this one. It's for a great cause. It's also a great book. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining me. Be safe. Be profitable. Be fit and healthy. Always do the hard work and master the journey. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Thanks, everyone. All right, everybody, we are going to do a second hour here, and I'm going to get to your calls and questions. Let me check real quick. Well, you know, I know our technical difficulties kind of screwed us up there. We don't have enough questions. This is unusual for us. We don't have enough questions to get through another show. So I think we're going to wrap this up for today. I think that's going to be it. We just didn't get enough people dialing back in after the technical difficulties. So we're going to wrap this up. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you here for the live show this weekend. Thanks, everybody.